It's double. It's almost double in 2017. It's almost over 100 more in 2018. And it's about double. And now it's about almost 100 and another 130 more in 2019. Every single time you look at this data, you see white people, President Trump's not wrong, more white people die. More white people are shot to death by police in the United States than black people. So that's why I'm asking, when Miss Heritage asks the question, why are black people dying in the United States by police? President Trump should say, white people too. Just in 2020, 204 white people have been killed by police compared to there's more than 100 white people have been killed in the US by cops than black people in the US. And then, of course, Hispanic, other, and unknown goes down. But you wouldn't know that from this USA Today article, where it says Trump says more white people are killed by police while studies show black people are more likely to be killed. How is this possible? How is that possible? Because they manipulate the data. And if you go down through this article, which is by Jeanette Stankucci, black people, she says black people are killed in police encounters at a higher rate than white people. Multiple studies have confirmed. She says black men are 2.5 times more likely to be killed by police than white men. Right? That's what she's saying. That black people are 2.5 times more likely to be killed by police than white men, according to the University of Michigan. The study found that about 100 black men and boys per 100,000 and 39 white men or boys and boys per 100,000. Now, if you look at that off the top, well, obviously more black people. Yeah, but that's assuming it's 100,000 white people and 100,000 black people. And that's it. When we know, follow me here, and if you think I'm wrong, crusadechannel.com/chat, or you can call me at 844-527-8723. Right? We're not looking at an even scale here. It's not 100,000 to 100,000. I believe black people make 12% of the population up. So when you look at that, I would like to counter with the fact that there was a report by faculty at Michigan State University and in those separate and at the University of Maryland. And both of those studies found that there was no racial disparity in police deadly force. And this is by Force Science Institute. After reviewing, and this is going to continue from the Force Science Institute, Von Klemp. After reviewing 917 fatal police shootings from across the country in 2015, between 90 and 95% of civilians shot were attacking police or others. Researchers also found that 90% of civilians shot by police were armed. So this idea that there were, innocent blacks or innocent whites is the first thing that gets taken out. And the second thing, in a 2-year study of fatal police shootings, here's the evidence from it. First, a 2-year study. There's no evidence of systematic anti-black disparities in overall fatal shootings. There's no evidence of systematic anti-black disparities in fatal shootings of unarmed citizens. And this is by Sage Journals. It's coming to us from Sage Journals of this this research that was done by Dr. Joseph Cereso, David J. Johnson, and William Terrell. So once again, no evidence of systematic anti-black disparities in overall fatal shootings from 2015 to 2016. No evidence of systematic anti-black disparities in fatal shootings of unarmed citizens. No evidence of systematic anti-black disparities in fatal shootings involving misidentification of objects. Yes, I'm saying Michigan, University of Michigan got it wrong, and the university, and Michigan State University got it right. I know, blind squirrel finds a nut. Also, I'm going to bring in this bit of information. Once again, cite the source. It's Law Enforcement Today, but they put together data as well, and we'll track the data back. This article says there's no epidemic of racist police officer killings in Black America. And so when you look at this data, according to the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting, their whole percentage and all these other things they break down shows us that there are not Black people being hunted down. And so what are we seeing? This idea, this 2.5 times more likely. Well, you have to bring into account that Blacks comprise 54.9% of all homicide offenders. So you're putting yourself into contact with the police as well. And honestly, if you look at this definition here, or if you look at this one statistic, you're more likely to get struck by lightning than you are, if you're a Black person, than to get shot. And people don't want to talk about these things. People don't want to talk about that fact. So, once again, we'll go back to Statistica.com. President Trump is not wrong. Every year from 2017, we actually now, with the other studies, go back to 2015. So we got a 5-year rolling average. There's no anti-Black prejudice built in to police shootings. And President Trump says more white people are killed. He's correct. They're going to hit you with the 2.5. That's their big thing. 2.5 times more likely. Well, police are called to areas with Black people more than white people. Of course, down at the bottom of this USA Today article, they have to admit, well, Trump's assertion that more white people are killed by police than Black people is true only when the proportion of those killed to the overall population of white and Black people are not taken into account. Time out. Is it true or not? Don't give me some, well, it's true unless you pick out this one specific set of data. No. Don't give me this, oh, well, they're 2.5. If it is, there should be more. If you're going to hit me with the statistic that Black people are more likely to die, then I need to see that. Well, 54 out of 100,000 versus 39. Well, let me hit you with this. Let's take the 54 out of 100,000 and the 39 out of 100,000, right? That's your base. Let's apply that stat to the populations in the United States of white people versus Black people in the United States. I want the total overall number of white people in the United States, and I want that 39, I want that extrapolated out. And then I want the 54 out of 100,000 for Black people extrapolated out. Guess what? This statistic falls flat, because then if you don't take it per 100,000, if you take it over versus overall population, the statistic means nothing. Only when they boil it down to a statistic that works, because it's all lies and statistics, right? Damn lies and statistics. They found this one little, out of 100,000, out of 100,000, Black people are more likely. What if it's about the entire white population versus the entire Black population? Because that statistic doesn't work.